Most days, the White House press secretary, Scott McClellan, holds a noontime question and answer session with reporters. The Washington editor of The Nation, David Korn, stopped by the press room recently, and he has this commentary about what he heard.
20 minutes into the briefing, a reporter asked about a review conducted by the House Intelligence Committee. It had concluded the pre-war intelligence on Iraq's weapons of mass destruction had been fragmentary, circumstantial, and contained too many uncertainties. Here was McClellan's reply. We knew, just like the United Nations Security Council and intelligence agencies across the world, he said, that Saddam Hussein had large, unaccounted-for stockpiles of chemical and biological weapons. And McClellan added, then came 9/11. This was a rather important assertion. We knew, even before 9/11, there were large amounts of weapons of mass destruction. That is a line that other administration officials have used lately to justify the war. But there's one problem. The record does not support this claim, and for whatever reason, I felt compelled to bring that to McClellan's attention. Speaking somewhat loudly, since I was in the back, I noted that in February 2001, Secretary of State Colin Powell said there were no threatening stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, that in the fall of 2002, the Defense Intelligence Agency reported there was no hard or reliable information that Saddam Hussein was maintaining chemical weapons, and that the UN inspectors had not said there were actual stockpiles. It's not that Powell, the DIA, and the UN had declared there were absolutely no weapons of mass destruction or no weapons development programs in Iraq, but each had concluded there was no strong evidence large, unaccounted-for stockpiles existed. So I asked McClellan, where are you getting your information from? After all, these were facts, or so I thought. And facts, as they say, are facts. Not so for professional spinners. McClellan accused me of mischaracterizing Powell's statement, and he insisted that it was well documented by the UN that there were weapons stockpiles in Iraq before 9/11. Was he correct? Here's what Powell said in 2001. Saddam Hussein, quote, has not developed any significant capability with respect to weapons of mass destruction. That sure sounds as if Powell was saying, hey, no stockpiles there. And the chairman of the UN Inspections Force had said, there are no large quantities of weapons of mass destruction. I tried to point this out, but McClellan disengaged from this discussion and proclaimed, America is safer because Saddam Hussein was removed from power. I ask you, what's a reporter to do? I couldn't get McClellan to address the facts because he refused to recognize their existence. Now, this sort of spin is not unique in the annals of political speech. After Ronald Reagan first denied having traded arms for hostages during the Iran-Contra scandal, he later said of this denial, my heart and my best intentions still tell me that's true, but the facts and the evidence tell me it's not. And, of course, Bill Clinton denied a certain reality when questioned about his affair with an intern. But the case at hand was bizarre because McClellan was denying what was already on the public record. I felt like shouting, but that is what Powell said. It is, it is. But in media exchanges, composure is everything. And he would have just said, more calmly than me, I think it is not. Of course, my fellow journalists could have pressed him further on these points, but they all had their own questions they wanted to ask. I confess I felt a little flummoxed. Refusing to acknowledge reality, it seems, can be effective spin. And I had to wonder, was he spinning himself? Did he really believe his own remark? In a way, I hoped not. It's one thing to deny facts knowingly for political purposes. I understand. The White House needs to stick to its pre-war justifications. But it's quite a different matter to be detached from reality. The challenges facing this administration are immense. The war on terrorism, occupation in Iraq, the jobs crisis at home. President Bush and his aides only have a chance of making the right decisions if they have a full understanding of the matters at hand. But that means they have to see things for what they are. If they don't, they surely will mess up. So ultimately, I'm hoping McClellan knew he was being disingenuous with me. That is, I'm hoping he, and the president he speaks for, are merely denying the truth, not denying reality.
David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation, is the author of The Lies of George W. Bush, Mastering the Politics of Deception. Tomorrow, support for the Bush administration's policy of preemption and the search for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.